They were passing the low, dull buildings of IBM, and Bree waved at them.
"Hey, Neil," she said. "Be seeing you soon."
"All that work," Nora sighed.
"Don't worry, we won't lose the account," Bree said. "I was very, very charming, and Neil's a family man. He's also, I suspect, the sort who likes a damsel in distress."
"You're setting back the cause," Nora retorted, remembering Bree in the filtered light of the dining room long ago, waving pamphlets on lactation. Bree laughed.
"Not at all. I just learned to work with what I have. We'll get the account. Don't worry."
Nora didn't reply. White fences flashed and blurred against the lush grass. Horses stood calmly in their fields. Tobacco barns, weathered gray, were set against one hillside, then another. Early spring, Derby time soon, the redbuds bursting into bloom. They crossed the Kentucky River, muddy and glinting. In a field just beyond the bridge, a single daffodil waved, a bright flash of beauty, gone. How many times had she traveled this road, the wind in her hair, the Ohio River luring her with its promise, its swift and undulating beauty? She had given up the gin, the windswept drives. She had bought this travel business and made it grow. She had changed her life. But a realization came to her now clearly, suddenly, like a harsh new light in the room. She had never stopped running. To San Juan and Bangkok, London and Alaska. Into the arms of Howard and the others, all the way to Sam, and to this moment. "I can't lose you, Bree," she said. "I don't know how you're being so calm about everything, because I feel like I've run into a wall." She remembered David saying the same thing yesterday, standing in the driveway, trying to explain why he'd brought young Rosemary home. What had happened to him in Pittsburgh to leave him so changed?
"I'm calm," Bree said, "because you're not going to lose me."
"Good. I'm glad you're so sure, because I couldn't stand it." They drove in silence for a few miles.
"Do you remember that ratty old blue sofa I had?" Bree asked at last.
"Vaguely," Nora said, wiping her eyes. "What about it?" A tobacco barn, another, and a long stretch of green.
"I always thought it was so beautiful, that sofa. Then one day, it was during a really bleak time in my life, the light was coming in the room differently, snow outside or something, and I realized that old sofa was utterly decrepit, only held together by dust. I knew I had to make some changes."
She glanced across the car, smiling.
"So, I came to work for you."
"A bleak time," Nora repeated. "I always imagined your life was so glamorous, next to mine anyway. I didn't know you went through a bleak time, Bree. What happened?"
"It doesn't matter. It's ancient history. But I was awake last night, too. I have the same kind of feeling. Something's changing. It's funny how things seem different suddenly. This morning, I found myself staring at the light coming in the kitchen window. It made a long rectangle on the floor, and the shadows and new leaves were moving in it, making all their patterns. Such a simple thing, but it was beautiful.